Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Foster Fries, a 2018 Wyoming gubernatorial candidate and notable donor to the Republican Party, died Thursday at the age of 81. Fries had been battling an illness, first reported by the Jackson Hole News and Guide, from a form of bone marrow cancer. Fries is survived by his wife of 58 years, Lynette, and their four children, Tracy, Stephen, Carrie, and Michael. Fries and his wife also have 15 grandchildren. Praise for the staunch conservative have been pouring in from many notable people, including former President Donald Trump, who had presented Fries with a Conservative Lifetime Achievement Award earlier this year, and Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon, but also from many liberals, especially in his adopted hometown of Jackson. Many in that community remember Fries as extremely friendly and helpful and always willing to reach out to people in need, despite their politics. Federal charges have been filed against a man accused of shooting another over a song on the radio. Ronald Jenkins was charged Wednesday in U.S. District Court with assault with a dangerous weapon and assault resulting in serious bodily injury in connection with a shooting that occurred on the Wind River Indian Reservation. According to an affidavit in the case, a man identified only as W.S. revealed that the shooting occurred as a result of a disagreement over a song. According to the affidavit, W.S. had been riding in a pickup truck with three other men, including Jenkins, drinking alcohol and listening to the radio. The other two men said W.S. and Jenkins began arguing about a song, then prepared to fight over the issue. At that point, Jenkins shot the other man. The affidavit goes on to say W.S. was helped to the emergency room at Sage West Hospital in Riverton by two men who then left and did not return. There's still no word on exactly which song set the two off.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Pal Ace Hardware has all the supplies and parts you need for your home improvement projects. Stop in today for painter's tape, drop cloths, brushes, and more. Pal Ace, downtown Powell.
While most people are welcoming the return of summer in Wyoming, one group has plenty to worry about as the weather turns warmer, and that's firefighters. 2020 was an especially brutal year for wildfire in the West. Last year's fire season obliterated several towns in Oregon, destroyed hundreds of homes, and caused mass evacuations in California, and smothered the entire West in thick brown smoke. Wyoming's largest blaze burned on our southern border and into Colorado. It threatened several communities and forced evacuations. Forecasters have said that conditions for the fire season this coming summer look even worse than last year. Anyone recreating in the outdoors is reminded to always be fire aware and to act appropriately. Governor Mark Gordon has released a statement on a recently released brief by the United States Solicitor General's office. Gordon said, "I am most disappointed with the position of the U.S. Solicitor General. The core issue of reaffirming a state's constitutionally protected access to markets remains unresolved, and I urge the Supreme Court to continue with the case. One state should not weaponize a water quality statute inappropriately to deny another state's ability to conduct interstate commerce. We will respond to the Solicitor General's brief to stress the critical importance of the Commercial Clause, in particular to inland states."
This statement refers to a brief put out by the U.S. Solicitor General's office, which says that the case Montana and Wyoming seek to bring to the Supreme Court against Washington is now moot. The case in question involves a decision not to move forward with a coal terminal meant to ship coal from the two states to Asian countries. Wyoming and Montana contend that the denial was a political decision, not an environmental one, as Washington State claims. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.